Our first reading this morning is from the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 62, which you'll find on page 573 of the Old Testament section of the Pew Bibles. That's Psalm 62. I wait patiently for God to save me. I depend on Him alone. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. How much longer will all of you attack a man who is no stronger than a broken down fence? You only want to bring him down from his place of honor. You take pleasure in lies. You speak words of blessing, but in your heart you curse him. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge. Men are all like a puff of breath. Great and small alike are worthless. Put them on the scales and they weigh nothing. They are lighter than a mere breath. Don't put your trust in violence. Don't hope to gain anything by robbery. Even if your riches increase, don't depend on them. More than once I have heard God say that power belongs to him and that his love is constant. You yourself, O Lord, reward everyone according to his deeds. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans. It's on page 196 of the New Testament section of the Bibles. It's from Romans chapter 8, and I'm beginning at verse 31. In view of all this, what can we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for us all. He gave us his Son. Will he not also freely give us all things? Who will accuse God's chosen people? God himself declares them not guilty. Who then will condemn them? Not Christ Jesus, who died, or rather who was raised to life and is at the right-hand side of God, pleading with him for us. Who then can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble do it, or hardship, or persecution, or hunger, or poverty, or danger, or death? As the scripture says, for your sake we are in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we have complete victory through him who loved us. For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, and may God bless to us these readings from his holy word.